We welcome to the show our first guest of the day. She is the senior culture writer for BuzzFeed, has been on the staff at Rolling Stone, the New York Observer, Gawker, and Philadelphia Weekly. And she's got a wonderful new novel out entitled Startup. We welcome to the program Dori Shafrir. Dori, good afternoon.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Love the book so much, laughed out loud reading it. And what inspired you to write this this tale of the tech world?
So I have worked at startups, and I've written about startups, and I've lived in New York. I live in LA now, but I lived in New York for about 9 years. And I just thought that this was a really compelling world to set a story in. And I thought there were so many interesting characters and scenes that I could get into. And that was really kind of what compelled me to write it.
So, well, we can talk about Mac a little bit later, but what is it about alpha males in the tech industry that seem to be so good at that side of things, but not so good with basic human interaction?
Well, I think that there has to be an element of narcissism to any startup founder. You sort of have to be narcissistic enough to believe that your startup is good enough to be spread, you know, around the world. And I think sometimes that can blind people to the needs of others. It can make you a less empathetic person. So I think that that is something that we see in a lot of startup founders, and we've certainly seen it lately in, you know, Uber and Tesla and a lot of other places.
So Mac, it creates the Takeoff app, and I guess it is everybody's dream to come up with that app that gets red hot. It doesn't quite play out the way that he had planned, though. I guess it's safe to say that.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that without revealing too much about the plot of the book. At the beginning of the book, he is kind of desperate to raise some more money for his company before he runs out of money. But soon things take a turn thanks to a relationship that he has been in with one of his employees. That's all I will say about that.
Yeah, don't want to go any further than that. We're talking with Dori Shafrir. The book is entitled Startup, and you're going to be here in Maine at an event coming up a little later this week, right?
I am on Sunday at 3 p.m. at Print, a bookstore in Portland.
Well, get on down and make sure you see Dori when you're there. This world that you write about, and, you know, I'm a little bit older, so I think I'm pretty tech savvy. I like to believe so, but it is certainly a different world. Well, it's the kind of world where coworkers attend pole dancing workshops.
Yeah, so one of the characters in the book, her name is Sabrina, and she's 36, which is not old, but at her job, she's one of the oldest people. Her boss is 26, and she is just sort of confused by the way that her coworkers interact with each other. They not only do they hang out all the time, but they do things like go to pole dancing workshops together.
Well, and the characters in the book, many of them are so dependent on the technology. Well, for everything, and I mean everything. I'm referring to one scene with Snapchat chat in particular, but
yeah.
it is. It is a world that I think some people have a hard time identifying with, but for young people, and I'm not talking kids because it's definitely not a kid's book, but for anybody in their 20s or 30s or 40s, it's as good a portrayal of what that world is like that I've read.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
The characters, though, well, let's talk about them, especially
sure.
the big four that we focus on. Were there any of those characters that you could find yourself identifying with or even feeling some empathy for?
Yeah, so two of the characters, one of them is this woman, Sabrina, and I work at BuzzFeed, and I'm in my 30s, and I'm certainly older than a lot of my coworkers, so I don't feel as much of a fish out of water as Sabrina does. I'm not a mom. And, you know, when Sabrina starts her job at this company, she's been out of the workforce for 5 years. So she feels especially alienated from what's going on. And I don't feel quite that alienated. But there's certainly some times when I'm just like, what is going on? So I see myself a little bit in that. And then Katya is much younger. She's 24, but she is a journalist. She's she works at a website, and there's certainly elements of my job as a digital journalist that I drew on to portray her.
Well, the book is, as I said, laugh out loud funny. There are some brilliantly, viciously funny moments in it. But at the same time, it does speak the truth about a generation of folks who are so tech dependent that they're perhaps ill-equipped to deal with real human problems.
Yeah, well, I think part of that is that they don't see a difference between online and quote unquote real life. Everything, social media is real life. And so I think when those lines get blurred, sometimes you kind of forget what real human interaction should actually look like. That was something that I really wanted to get across in the book. So I'm glad you picked up on that.
Well, yeah, and it's sort of that I also teach school and dealing with high schoolers, there's that notion with a lot of people that if it's not posted on Instagram or on Facebook or on Snapchat or wherever, then maybe it really didn't happen.
Totally. And, you know, you see that in a lot of the characters in my book. They're so worried about, or they're just so consumed with posting stuff on Instagram or Snapchat that they almost forget to experience things in real time.
Well, if there's a message, too, in the book, it's that the real people can win in this as well. And the people who do maintain their heart and their soul in the midst of this tech onslaught ultimately perhaps are the ones with an advantage in the world.
I hope so. I hope that that's what people take away from it. And I hope that is also true in real life.
Fingers are crossed here. Well, it's a delightful book. We're so glad to talk with you about it this afternoon. And folks, if you're in the Portland area, make sure you get there on Sunday and have a chance to see Dory at Print in Portland and talk all about startup. But first novel, how was the experience of writing that very first novel, Dory?
It was great and, you know, very different from writing on the internet. I'm used to writing something and having it go out into the world in an hour or two. And so to have something where the process was much longer, but ultimately like extremely rewarding was very different.
Well, and also great too, it's a terrific message in it for women, young women in particular, but all women too, who I don't think it's any coincidence here because we see it in our daily life. They're just so much smarter than men all the way around.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you.
Well, Dory, thank you so much for being with us. Love the book, and we wish you much success with it. And thanks for checking in with us this afternoon.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Dory Shafrir, the book is entitled Startup, a novel. It's available from Little Brown everywhere you buy books. And again, Dory appearing this Sunday at Print in Portland.